This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The conversation continues as we're getting you set and ready for the start of the NBA season with Chuck Hooperstein of the Dallas Mavericks. Okay, so we highlight Barnes and Bogut, but also the one constant that remains the same and Maverick fans are always excited about is their future Hall of Famer and Dirk Nowitzki. He signed that big-time contract this summer, two-year, $50 million. Is his age ever going to catch up with him, Chuck?
Well, it's got to at some point. I don't know when. I hope it doesn't happen for another 2 years. You could see some signs last year that, Dirk had some deep slumps, and it took him longer to get out of the slumps than perhaps had been the case in previous years. But he's still such a force on the floor because every time he touches the ball, you've got to respect him with the ball because he could very well make a shot. It seems like he and Bogut are playing well off of each other. I think it's going to help Dirk's defense and his rebounding. Having a guy like Bogut back there, much as was the case when Tyson Chandler was doing that for them back in 2014 and obviously in 2011. He hasn't played a lot here in the preseason, but when he's played, offensively, he looks like Dirk. Defensively, it's hard for him to close out on shooters. And in the Rockets game, when Ryan Anderson got going early in that game, he was taking threes from almost at the hash mark, and, Dirk's just not going to be able to get out there. And so that becomes somewhat problematic. And ultimately, the Mavericks would love to see his minutes be reduced, down around 28 minutes a game. Last year, he ultimately played 32 minutes a game. And at age 37, that's just too many. And I think Rick Carlisle knows it. And that's why you're going to see Harrison Barnes probably spend some time at the four. You're going to see Dwight Powell have an increased role at the four. So they're going to try to find ways to use Dirk as efficiently as they possibly can. They just don't want to run up his minutes, especially early in the season.
Chuck, what kind of numbers do you think he'll post this year? Because I'm assuming they're going to want to alleviate some of the offensive responsibility on him and make this more of a balanced team and less reliant on Dirk.
Well, they've been talking about that forever. It's never worked out. I think offensively, everything still revolves around Dirk. Dirk has always, tried to make the correct play. It's not like Dirk's looking to take shots. If we go on the idea that his minutes are going to be reduced from 32 to 28 minutes, you have to believe that's probably, two fewer shots a game and probably, at least two fewer points a game. Last year he averaged a little over 18 a game, so you're looking probably a little over 16 a game this year.
Talking about balance, one of the guys I want to ask you about while we've got you on the program tonight is, tell me about Dwight Powell. Here he is in his, third season in the league, and he too inked, an impressive contract. What are the Mavericks' expectations of him? And, he's looked pretty impressive from what I understand in the preseason.
That he takes a big jump forward. This is Dwight Powell's time. He's definitely going to get more minutes because Dirk's going to play fewer minutes. And he's got to play with the energy and athleticism that he has shown in times over the last couple of years since they got him in the Rondo trade. He's put on some weight. He looks really good. Most importantly for him, he has got to learn how to play without fouling. He's pretty well done that here in the preseason. I think the Mavericks are very encouraged by that. The Mavericks would love to see him stretch his shooting range out to the three-point line. I don't think he's going to get there. There's no indication that he's really comfortable taking that shot, but that doesn't mean that his mid-range game hasn't improved to the point where he could become a reliable force off the bench. And I think that's clearly what they're looking for out of him, that they know that they can get 15 to 20 minutes a night from him, whether it be as Dirk's backup or potentially as a center in a small ball lineup.
So how has his mid-range shot looked? Does he seem pretty confident? He's stepping into it and stroking it?
He's much more confident taking it. He's had a very good preseason. And I think they're very excited with what they have. I think they're excited about 24-year-old Harrison Barnes and 24-year-old Dwight Powell and 24-year-old Justin Anderson, 23-year-old Justin Anderson. This is the first time that the Mavericks really have had some youth that they feel like that they can really build with, if not as cornerstone players in the franchise moving forward, certainly as useful pieces of their team moving forward, people that you look at and say, you know what, once their contract is up, I mean, you do want to re-sign them. Obviously, they've done that with Powell. There's no reason to think that they're not going to think along those lines of Justin Anderson, who has improved dramatically. He might be this team's most improved player from last year. He got a huge lift at the end of the year when he was moved into the starting lineup. He played really well, and played well in the playoffs, and he has shot the ball in this preseason much like he shot it in his junior year at Virginia. And he was a 45% three-point shooter as a junior at Virginia, and he's 42% here in the preseason. And if he can improve from the 30% or so that he shot last year, and he becomes a reliable, 35% three-point shooter, gets a lot of his threes from the corners, he's going to be a real factor, because he can guard, he can rebound, he will chase people down and block shots on fast break and transition. So these are the types of things the Mavericks are really excited about. Now, again, how this all plays out remains to be seen, but this is the first time in a long time that they feel like they have younger players who can be significant parts of their future going forward.
And, of course, Justin Anderson, he gave the Mavericks a nice boost in that game on Wednesday night against the Rockets. Give us a quick hit on this new practice facility for the Dallas Mavericks. I understand it is impressive. And Mark Cuban, he doesn't hold back. $70 million that he put into this?
Well, that's for all the land. That's not just for the practice facility. There's 14 acres of land that he bought, that included this warehouse that had a brewing company in it that went out of business, and they turned that existing structure into the practice facility. And they got it turned around really quickly, really got it turned around in about 4 months. I haven't been to every practice facility in the NBA, but it certainly serves their purpose. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's got two courts, got all the training facilities, out in the open, got a player's lounge that's on the other side of the building from the coach's lounge. They tried to think ahead to the day where they might have a female coach. Would that be you, Alyssa? They can take care of that. It is so close to the American Airlines Center, makes it that much more attractive too. So I mean, they're delighted. I know Rick is really delighted with how it's turned out and ultimately what it can mean for the team.
We are getting ready to wrap up our time with the Dallas Mavericks play-by-play radio voice. That, of course, is the great Chuck Cooperstein tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. My final question for you is, as we wrap it up, will the Mavericks make the playoffs this year?
I believe they will. I know there are many national pundits who don't see that. Some have seen them with as few as 34 wins. And, the only counter that I can give to that is, unless Dirk is not playing and unless Rick Carlisle is not coaching, I just don't see how they don't make the playoffs. The only time in the last 16 years the Mavericks have not made the playoffs is when Dirk basically missed about half the season in 2013 after he had knee surgery, and they went 41-41 that year. I know the West is tough, and you've got teams like Minnesota that are certainly on the come. Even a team like Phoenix that has a lot of young players, young athletic players, they're going to be better. But I just don't see a way that this team won't find a way to squeeze itself into the playoffs when it's all said and done.
The voice of the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, has been with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'll see you next week. We'll see you next Sunday, Chuck, down here, okay?
Appreciate it, Alyssa. Thanks.
You bet. Take care. Safe travels. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.